This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast. I was, while I was at the, where was I at? I just lost it. While I was at work, I was looking up one of the articles just here in our own state, a good old state of Utah, that Planned Parenthood was under attack or something like that. Mm-hmm. I guess the state was withholding federal funds, and something was passed saying, slapping them on the wrist saying, oh, you can't do that. You can't withhold federal funds from Planned Parenthood anymore.
Yeah.
I read a little bit more about it, but right now I'm drawing the blank.
Yeah. Well, ever since...
I personally don't know much about... I know what Planned Parenthood is. I know the general logistics of it, but a certain part of it is this, and a certain part of it is that. And what most people associate it with is abortions, right? But that's only a small part of it, what it actually is.
Yeah. It's contraception, it's female birth control, and it helps people who are poor and can't afford that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's necessary. To deny it is like going back to the Middle Ages, and it's just gross. I don't know.
Exactly.
And most of it is because they were, like, alleged to be selling fetal tissue without the consent from the birth mothers, but that's a totally false accusation. Totally right. False. It's been disproven, and they still hang on to it and paint this picture that they're baby-killing things, and they just take fetal tissue and sell it, and they don't sell it.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was just something I'm trying to look it up again.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw an article about it as well. It was posted yesterday, and they were saying that the judge still needs to sign it off to pass it, but it was just basically saying that they can't just defund Planned Parenthood. They have to give a 30-day notice of why they are cutting it off. And
yeah, that's exactly what the same article we read. The same article. It's basically Utah has to have it's entering a permanent agreement not to defund Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, which is great. Great success.
Yep. And then the other one I came across was some new data that's come out saying that drugged driving versus drunk driving, as in driving under the influence of alcohol versus driving under the influence of drugs, like painkillers or medicinal marijuana, you name it.
Mm.
There's not much data on it, and I find it hard to believe, but they say that drugged driving is surpassing drunk driving. And it's a little hard to interpret the data that they collect, but basically when there's a fatal accident, they test them for drugs, right?
Yeah.
And alcohol, they breathalyze them and whatever, right? The thing about drug driving is when they test them, it's just like any other thing. It's going to be in their system for like a month or however long, right?
Right.
They're not necessarily under the influence of it at that moment while they were driving, but it's in their system.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of false interpretation on that point.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to actually monitor that. Like, how do you test somebody to see if they were actually drugged while they were driving? I mean, drunk driving, it's a lot easier. The breathalyzer and blah, 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 blood alcohol content.
Yeah.
But drug driving is a little more tough. But yeah, I saw that and I read about it, and they said that it's something that could be studied more.
Mm. Well, I know that in Colorado, after recreational marijuana was legalized, alcohol sales went down, and alcohol and driving under the influence, which would include drugs or alcohol, that rate went down as well. Like, accidents caused by DUI went down by a pretty large margin. I wish I could remember the actual numbers, but I saw that come out maybe 2 or 3 months ago. I thought that was interesting. Have you ever listened to Jordan Peterson, a Canadian professor? I think I've told you about him a few times before, but he had this really good lecture on the wage gap, and he made some really good points.
Oh, I've seen this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I saw him get attacked on campus, and he was totally cool about it.
Yep.
He was super chill, and tried to answer all the students' questions that had approached him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah. He's a beast. He brought up a good point, saying that CEOs work their asses off. Like, they're working from the minute they wake up to the minute they go to sleep. They're just working all the time. Like, 80-hour work weeks and the whole nine yards. And I just thought that was interesting, because CEOs are painted to be just these guys who are sitting back and smoking a cigar and, you know, just chilling.
Right.
But, yeah, a lot of them are just working hard.
The people that, I guess I shouldn't say the people, the guy who owns the company I work for, him and his wife run it. And from what I can tell, he runs the security side of things, and his wife runs the event security side of things. So, she's planning all these events and who's going to be where and how they're going to do things. She's teaching classes and everything, and he's off doing all of the things that he's doing too. So, yeah, they're definitely some of the busiest people I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, CEOs, they get a lot of stuff for that.
Yeah. When people talk about the wage gap, they're like, oh, we need to close it. How fast do you think it's going to close, honestly? And just look at how far we've come with women's rights since the 70s. It's crazy far. How fast do you think it's going to go? I mean, people who are in CEO positions, who arguably make the most money, tend to be males, because the hierarchy did exist. That was a thing. I don't think that much of it exists as it did in the 70s, but it's still kind of there. There is still kind of a hierarchy, especially with, like, news networks and whatever. But, and, like, auto mechanics, too. That field is so hard to get into if you're a female. But we've come such a long ways, and people tend to just, they don't still think that way that I see. It's rare you come across somebody who's misogynistic. I don't see it very much.
But exactly.
It's like how it doesn't, things don't change overnight. I don't know. It's just, and there's so many factors that go into it. It's not just like a man and a woman working the same job. She's not getting paid less than he is. They're getting paid the same amount. The wage gap is across the board. It's not job to job.
Exactly. And there's a lot of this. I've been following a lot of YouTubers, and one in particular I've mentioned before has like a "that was easy" button, but she took it and stripped its audio and recorded her own thing of it because she uses it so much. She's on YouTube, and she's always talking about, she's like the counter feminist thing. Mm. So there's a lot of people on YouTube pushing feminism, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of people that have come up debunking or disproving what they're saying. Because, in my opinion, like, yeah, the feminist movement has good intentions, but they're very disorganized. They're not really in the right spot. And the wage gap is a topic that comes up so often.
Yeah.
Her button, it says the wage gap is simply the average earnings of men and women working full-time. It does not account for different job positions, which would raise or lower your pay. Hours worked, which would also raise or lower your pay, or different jobs, which pay differently. It has nothing to do with the same job. It has nothing to do with discrimination. If there was more of a study done on, like, super specific into detail, like, this job position gets paid this much, it would be the same. There would be no wage gap.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, guys are more willing to work higher paying jobs because they are hard working jobs. Like working on oil rigs when it's 40 below and you come back after a season missing a couple fingers.
There are women that do it.
Yeah.
But it's just not as common. There was a lady, she came in to present just the other day. She went to Antarctica. I mean, like, you think Antarctica excursions, that's going to be a bunch of scientific physicist guys or geologists and stuff, right? All men. No, she went, and she said it was hard, it was super cold, and they could only go there during a certain time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get there, they had to fly from New Zealand. And once they hit the 6-hour mark between New Zealand and Antarctica, that was like the halfway point.
Wow.
And they had to look ahead and see if the weather was good to go. And if it was bad, they would have to turn around and fly back to New Zealand.
Oh, wow. That's nuts.
So 6 hours, 12 hours, right? Mm. Or something like that. Wow. I can't remember. Maybe it was 4 or 8. But anyway, she went for like 4 or 5 months. And there are, she gets paid the same that everybody else went on that trip as.
Yeah.
But because there's only one female going and like 15 or 16 males going, that ratio supposedly that people claim as a wage gap exists.
Mm.
But it's not really there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird,
yeah,
man.
We have come a long ways. We've come a long, long ways from that.
Yeah. And, like, I'm pro-feminism in a sense that the
Same.
Idea of a hierarchy needs to be abolished, and I think it, for the most part, has, other than few select people who are just caught up on old-fashioned terms. But it's, I don't know, it's just, like, things can't be equal in life. It's just, they just aren't. They just
right.
aren't. It's,
they,
life
they
sucks,
can't be.
Life sucks, and then you die. That's what it is. You just have to, it's not fair. You can treat people fairly, but I've already said this before, people are more prone to doing things than other people, and even between the gender of male, the variance is so high. There are some guys who wouldn't be able to do oil rigging. I wouldn't do it, but there are some males who would be incapable of doing that, just like there are females that are incapable of doing that. And for whatever
exactly.
reason, the physiology, the anatomy of the male and female body tends to be that females are more petite and males are more masculine due to testosterone in the body. There's just trends, but that doesn't mean it's black and white. There's so much variance in the human species.
That comes back to something we talked about earlier, like the whole existence of like the separate parties,
yeah.
like Democrat, Republican. It's all a division, like, to keep us distracted.
Yeah.
Like, instead of working on, instead of working together on this wide spectrum of and range of people, let's divide ourselves and attack, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even, it's the same thing. You say there's a wide spectrum of males, and there's a wide spectrum of females. There's a wide spectrum of Republicans, there's a wide spectrum of Democrats.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we all like to group ourselves into one category and try to prove ourselves better.
Well,
instead of saying, oh, this person's good at this. Oh, this person's good at that. But they're both female.
Yeah.
They're both good at something else.
Yeah.
Or they're both male, or they're both Democrat, and they're good at this or that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And that's how I can understand the social construct argument about what people say about gender being a social construct. It's not gender, it's personality, gender roles. Because gender you can't change. That is a law, a fact of nature. You are one or the other gender. You can't change that. But we just tie so much of personality to gender, and it shouldn't be. Kind of harp in the same chord, but it's just, yeah.
Just the trends. It's just the trends, like you were saying.
Exactly. And
it's not
like
cut in black and white.
Exactly. And the fact that we only have two options because of our definitions of gender roles and how males and females act, masculine and feminine, I think that kind of has a big influence over why so much of the female population is more feminine, to use that term, and why so much of the male population is masculine, because there's only two options.
Right.
But it's personality, and people can't understand. Well, the way I see it, people don't understand that, and they say gender, and most people say that, oh, gender is a fact, you can't change it. And then people want to say, no, gender is a fluid thing, it's just how you're feeling, but it's not, that's personality. I don't know, I feel like they just get caught up on definitions of the terms, yeah.
Right, that is a good way of putting it. There's people trying to push to change the definition of gender, when in all reality they're trying to define personality.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I found the meaning of life. 42. go home now and rest easy.
Yep.
I've reached Zen.
Nirvana.
Yeah.
Upset to hold your goats at gmail.com.